It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hello again. Welcome to our show. Monday is here, and so are we. And we're glad you're with us. This is Border Crossings live in Studio 4 in downtown Washington, D.C., and our phone lines are open. Hugo is in today to answer the calls and take requests at 202-619-2077. You can ring up Hugo and tell him what you'd like us to play, and give us a couple days. We'll get it on for you. 202-619-2077. We'll start things off with a request from Habiba in Ethiopia. This is Kendrick Lamar and SZA from the Black Panther soundtrack. It's called All the Stars on Border Crossings.
Girl, let's talk about love. Is it anything and everything you hope for? Or do you feel it?
Bring a bullet, bring a sword, bring a morgue, but you can't bring the truth to me. You and all your expectations, I don't even want your congratulations. I recognize your false confidence and calculated promises all in your conversation. I hate people that feel entitled. Look at me crazy cause I ain't invite you. Oh, you important, you the moral to the story. You endorsing motherfucker, I don't even like you. Corrupt a man's heart with a gift. That's how you find out who you're dealing with. A smart percentage who I'm building with. I want the credit if I'm losing or I'm winning. On my mama, that's the really
shit. Girl, let's talk about love. Is it anything and everything you want for? Or do you feel it on you?
And that is a new one from the hottest film on the planet, Black Panther. No question about it, this movie is breaking all kinds of records at the box office. In fact, number one again for a fourth straight weekend, bringing in another $41 million in ticket sales. Total ticket sales since it came out 4 weeks ago, over $1 billion in movie tickets, which is unbelievable. It's the seventh highest grossing film in the United States ever, with $562 million so far and still going strong. No sign of it letting up. and it's already past the dark night as far as making money. Disney gave it some tough competition with Oprah Winfrey and Reese Witherspoon and a big-name cast in their version of a famous book, A Wrinkle in Time, which brought in $33.3 million. And any other weekend, that would have been the number one movie. However, when you're facing against Black Panther, not the case. And now there's talk about the Black Panther sequel. And some people are saying, will there be? Well, I don't think there's any question. When you got a movie that's made $1 billion in 4 weeks, how can you not continue the franchise? Thank you, Habiba in Ethiopia, for listening to Shagger FM 102.1. And I hope Black Panther gets seen in Ethiopia. I'm not sure about the movies and where they go around the world, but hopefully if you have a chance to see it wherever you are, you will. Phone lines are open, 202-619-2077. You can call Hugo. You can email Border Crossings. Our email address is bordercrossings@voa.gov. You can phone us up. You can email. You can go to twitter.com and send a tweet to #BCVOA. And, of course, one of our favorite ways to communicate is through Facebook, and you can find us at facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Like J.C. Saul, who sent a nice photo and a nice message from Ethiopia, and Salvador Dinosaur is with us. Joshua Boy Otto said he's listening. Zach Waku is tuned in. I heard from A.B. Black, who made a request, and we'll get to that. Brooke Antone is tuned in. Whiz Kid Philip Showers listens to the show. We got a message from Vincent Maloba in Nairobi on 107.5 FM. Etienne Habu Mugisha's in Kigali. He's on 104.3 FM. Kay Rowland is listening to Border Crossings. Naka Emanuels, Evelyn Jamia. Also heard from, let's see, who else do we have here? Lots of folks. Wilson Kwabla Nyankonar is with us and asked for a calendar. Do we have any calendars left? We still have a few. Jaro Ali Nene is tuned in. Thank you, everybody, for going to facebook.com/VOA Larry London and requesting your songs. Coming up next, a request from Kwasi Oteng, who asked us to play Lionel Richie. And I watched American Idol yesterday for the new return. It's been a few years. It went off the air. It was on another television network. Now it's back on. Same producer, same director, same host, Ryan Seacrest, different judges, Katy Perry and Luke Bryan, and our next singer, Lionel Richie. I got to say, my vibe from watching the show, not good. I didn't feel the same excitement that I used to feel when I watched it when it was on a few years ago. I don't know if it was the judges. You know, Harry Connick Jr. was great on the show. Jennifer Lopez, Harry Connick, they made it very interesting. Katy Perry, great singer, great entertainer. I don't know, as far as a judge of talent and how she interacts with the singers that audition, I don't know. And it seems like Luke Bryan is kind of on an opposite end of the spectrum because he likes everyone that comes in. I like you. You're great. Yeah, I love you. You're great. I love you. And Katy is net. And then Lionel is the toughest of the three so far. He's been, it's a no from me. So we'll see how it goes. It's only been one night, but after the first night, not so excited. Here's Lionel Richie for Kwasi Oteng on Border Crossings. This one's called Stuck on You.
Stuck on you. Got this feeling down deep in my soul that I just can't lose. Guess I'm on my way. Needing a friend, and the way I feel now, I guess I'll be with you till the end. Guess I'm on my way. Mighty glad you stayed. Stuck on you. Been a fool too long. I guess it's time for me to come on home. Guess I'm on my way. So hard to see that a woman like you could
could wait around for a man like me. Guess I'm on my way. Mighty glad you stayed. Soul that I just can't lose. Guess I'm on my way. Needed a friend, and the way I feel now, I guess I'll be with you till the end. Guess I'm on my way. I'm mighty glad you stayed.
Border Crossings with Larry London on VOA 1.
Yeah.
Border Crossings and a request from Monica. She's in Kuwait on 96.9 FM. That is Redbone from Childish Gambino. And that song was nominated for R&B Song of the Year at yesterday's iHeartRadio Music Festival in Los Angeles. The iHeartRadio Music Awards were handed out, and Childish Gambino did not win. It went to Bruno Mars. That's what I like. I'll tell you all the iHeartRadio Award winners in just a little bit. Childish Gambino, whose real name is Donald Glover, begins a tour in September going on the road with Ray Sremmurd. I want to say hello to Jimmy Munthi, who is listening to us today in Kenya here on Border Crossings for the ride home. Thank you, Jimmy. Patilo, she's in the Philippines and listening as well. I have Elizabeth Lee on the phone with me right now. She is phoning us from Austin, Texas. She's a Voice of America news correspondent, and she is covering the South by Southwest Music Festival in Austin, an annual event that is loaded with up-and-coming music stars and some great, huge, legendary names as well. And to tell us all about the event, we've got Elizabeth Lee on the phone. Hello.
Hi, Larry. Austin is known as the live music capital of the world, and you can definitely see that this weekend at South by Southwest. It is a music festival and conference where musicians from around the world come to perform and network. Well, numbers for this year have not been released, but to give you an idea of the scope of this event, last year in 2017, more than 2,000 bands from 63 countries performed here in Austin during South by Southwest. And this year, the attendees are just as diverse. They come from Europe, Africa, Asia, North and South America. The music festival officially begins today, but musicians already started showcasing their music over the weekend. One artist that I saw from Nigeria, known as Nice, and that's the number 9, ICE, performed Afro hip-hop over the weekend with strong percussion beats to his music, and that sound is quite distinct from African-American hip-hop, and I think our listeners from the continent will understand kind of the difference there, but that was quite interesting, and he definitely had quite a show. Another group I saw is a duo from Germany. They're called Uazino, and this is unique because they're two musicians, Kiko Beck and Nico Sirik, and they have a robot orchestra. Many of their instruments, such as drums, bells, the xylophone, they're all connected to a computer, so the instruments are set up to play themselves with the help from Kiko and Nico. And so it was quite a trip listening and actually watching them work with this robot orchestra. And they label their music as experimental. The type of music is psychedelic, lo-fi, electronic music. And so this convergence of music and technology is really reflective of the South by Southwest Festival, because it's not just a music festival. It's also become something more with technology conference built into the event. So people from seemingly different industries, different walks of life, whether it's tech, music, or film, they can all come, meet, network, and come up with innovative ideas. And this festival will be going on the rest of the week, and I'll be checking out more bands.
Now, Elizabeth, I know there are a lot of up-and-comers, and the record labels use this event as a showcase for new artists with new music out, but they also include a couple of big names. Who are the biggest names there this year?
Oh, goodness, you've got me, because I've been focused on really the up-and-coming artists.
Okay, all right.
But stay tuned, and I will provide a more reports coming up this week, and I will have that answer.
Okay, well, how's the weather in Austin? I've been there myself. It's a beautiful place. I love Barton's Creek. It is gorgeous there in Austin. Nice part of the country. How's the weather there?
It's interesting, as they call it, Texas weather. The first day that I was here, that was Saturday, it was almost 90 degrees Fahrenheit, mm-hmm. and then it dropped by about 30 to 40 degrees. So today it is a sweater and jacket weather.
Well, you're still better off than we are here expecting snow. So stay there. Don't hurry home. Enjoy the nice Texas weather. But I thank you, Elizabeth, and I'm sure we'll be talking to you again during the week as you phone in with another report for us.
Thank you, Larry.
Thank you very much. Elizabeth Lee, live on the phone from the South by Southwest Music Conference, which is happening this week in Austin, Texas. And coming up, more requests and dedications. Bijan Das, this band have performed at the South by Southwest Festival in the past, and they are on tour once again. Bon Jovi, now in his 50s, decided to let his hair get gray. He's all gray now, which is kind of a shock to the old Bon Jovi fans. This is called Always for Bijan.
As Romeo is bleeding, but you can't see his blood. It's nothing but some feelings that this old dog kicked up. It's been raining since you left me, now I'm drowning in the flood. You see, I've always been a fighter, but without you, I give up. Now I can't sing a love song like the way it's meant to be. Well, I guess I'm not that good anymore. Behind all just memories of a different life. Some that made us laugh, some that made us cry, one that made you have to say goodbye. What I'd give to run my fingers through your hair, touch your lips, to hold you near when you say your prayers. Try to understand, I've made mistakes, I'm just a man. When he holds you close, when he pulls you near, when he says the words been needing to hear. I wish I was him, but those words are mine to say to you till the end of time. And I will love you, baby, always, and I'll be there forever.
Hey, I'm Richie Sambor from Bon Jovi, and you're listening to Border Crossings.
Now I'm out here looking like revenge, feeling like a 10, the best I ever been. And yeah, I know how bad it might hurt to see me like this, but it gets worse. Now you're out here looking like regret, ain't too proud to beg, second chance you'll never get. And yeah, I know how bad it must hurt to see me like this, but it gets worse. Now payback is bad chick, and baby, I'm a baddest. Stop playing with a savage, can't have this, can't have this. And it'd be nice for me to take it easy on ya, but nah, baby, I'm still.
pill. And yeah, I know you thought you had bigger, better things, but right now this ain't. Cause the grass is greener under me, brightest technicolor, I can tell that you can see. And yeah, I know how bad it must hurt to see me like this, but it gets worse. Now payback is bad chicken, baby, I'm the baddest. I play. Take it easy on ya, but now.
Border Crossings. Paul is in Ghana listening to Border Crossings and requested Demi Lovato. And I also heard from James McLaren in Takoradi in Ghana, who said it is the birthday today of our First Lady, Rebecca Akufo-Addo. So happy birthday to the First Lady in Ghana. She's married to President Nana Akufo-Addo. So happy birthday to Rebecca on this very special day. Cletus Ephraim and Kamo Ibrahim, Sheriff in Sierra Leone, have all checked in on Border Crossings. Now, Demi Lovato was in the news last week. She did a very open, candid, revealing interview and let us know about some things going on in her life. She's been very open and honest the last couple of years in everything she's talked about, her eating disorders, her battle with depression and anxiety. She's bipolar. She's got a number of things going on in her life. She was an alcoholic. She announced that she has been 6 years sober. She celebrated her sixth year being sober last year. But she admitted in an interview I heard last week, she almost came off the wagon, almost took a drink. She said she was in a situation where she went to the Met Gala in New York, and a gossip reporter whose name is Perez Hilton, who writes about all the stars and gives gossip blogs and reports and stuff online, very cruel guy. She said this guy was a bully. He is a bully. And she said he was bullying me. He was critical about how I looked, how I sing. She said it hurt my feelings, and I almost had a drink. She said, I left the Met Gala. I didn't even attend. The guy got to me. He's a bully. And, but, you know, I mean, she's susceptible to that stuff. She's gone through therapy for a number of years. We support her. We love her. Her fans love her. She's on tour right now for her latest album, Tell Me You Love Me, which is where the song Sorry Not Sorry comes from. She is endorsing a line of activewear called Fabletics from Demi. She's got her own perfume fragrance out. She designed some other things as well, clothing, and a very talented young lady. She was a star on a kids' TV show, Barney and Friends, with Selena Gomez many, many years ago, when she was about 6 or 7 years old, was on tour with the Jonas Brothers. And she also, in her interview, revealed that she would date a girl or a guy. Doesn't matter. She's open-minded to anything, girls or guys. So more power to Demi Lovato. She's a great role model. Speaking out and for what she believes. And she also recently said she's not going to diet anymore. She said, I'm tired of trying to diet and please people. I like my thighs the way they are. That's what she said. So congratulations to Demi, and hope you have a great tour. It just began. So lots of success to her this year. All right, we've got a request now. And, oh, before we get to more requests, I did promise that I would go over the winners of the iHeartRadio Music Awards show from last night. Song of the Year, Shape of You, Ed Sheeran. No surprise. What is surprising is that song keeps beating out Despacito. Despacito's got 5 billion views on YouTube. But, you know, Shape of You is Ed's biggest hit, was the best, most streamed song last year. Ed was named recently the best-selling artist of the year last year. Female artist of the year, Taylor Swift. The male artist of the year, guess who? His first name starts with Ed. His last name ends with Sheeran. He was the winner. He beat out quite a few big names, Bruno Mars, Charlie Puth, Shawn Mendes, The Weeknd. So Ed Sheeran was the artist of the year. Best new artist, Cardi B. She took home that award again. Let's see. Best duo or group, Maroon 5. Best collaboration, Something Just Like This, Chainsmokers and Coldplay. Best new pop artist, Niall Horan. Best alternative rock song, Feel It Still, Portugal the Man. Alternative rock artist of the year, Imagine Dragons. Best new rock act, Judah and the Lion. A rock song of the year was Foo Fighters' Run. Rock artist of the year, Metallica. Country song of the year, Sam Hunt, Body Like a Back Road. And country artist of the year was Thomas Rhett. And let's see what else we have. Best new country artist, Luke Combs. The dance artist of the year, the Chainsmokers. You don't think of them as a dance artist, but they got the dance artist award. Best new hip-hop artist, Cardi B. And the hip-hop artist of the year, Kendrick Lamar. No surprise there. R&B song of the year, Bruno Mars. That's What I Like. I mentioned that a little while ago. R&B artist of the year, Bruno Mars. Best new R&B, Khalid. And the list goes on. So congratulations to all of the big winners at the iHeart Awards last night. These guys are very popular in the UK. Not so much here in the US. We don't know too much about Westlife. This is a request from Christia Ruther Kalisa.
An empty street, an empty house, a hole inside my heart. I'm all alone, the rooms are getting smaller. I wonder how, I wonder why, I wonder where they are. The days we had, the songs we sang together, oh yeah. Reaching for a love that seems so far. So I say a little prayer and hope my dreams will take me there. Where the skies are blue, to see you once again, my love. Overseas from coast to coast.
Border Crossing's Michael Jackson, King of Pop. And they don't really care about us. A request from Ba Daniel, who's listening to our show. At the time of his death, back in 2009, Michael was worth $600 million. That amount has almost doubled after his death, and his name and his record sales and merchandise and all kinds of things that people want related to Michael Jackson, his name in death has been very, very profitable for the Jackson estate and Jackson family. And recently, Catherine gave up a guardianship of the kids. She was watching Blanket and the kids, and she said, "Now I'm too old. I can't keep up with these kids, and I'm not able to supervise the kids like they need to be supervised." So Grandma said, "I'm stepping back," and handing the reins over to another family member. Thank you for your request, Ba Daniel. I want to say hi to everybody in Sierra Leone who are listening to our show today and every day on 102.4 FM in Sierra Leone. I know I heard also from Seth Hakizimana, who tunes in Burundi, and in the Philippines, working at the J. Rodriguez Manpower Pooling Agency. Desiree Escatone is tuned in. So, Desiree, thank you for joining us. She's got a very important job over there. She hires people, which is always important. She's in human resources, HR. So she does the interviewing and hiring. Thank you very much for listening to Border Crossings. I'm Larry London. Coming up next, French Montana. A request from Kalf Samuel Hara Makairo. And French Montana recently did an interview and said that he's going to become rich. He's already rich, but he said he's going to be filthy rich because he recently trademarked his name, French Montana. And he's planning on putting that on perfume and shampoos and lotions, and he's going to sell it. He said, "Hey, why don't you remind her that she is unforgettable and get a scent from French Montana?" He said, "I'm going to be a rich guy." So there you go. That's one thing about French Montana. Something that's not as, you know, he's going to be rich like he needs more money. He's very generous with his time and very generous with his money. In fact, he was named a United Nations Ambassador for Global Citizens Awareness in Uganda and back home in his own native Morocco. And one of the things he's involved with right now is building a hospital for children in Uganda. So that's wonderful. He's raising money and raising the profile of global citizens. So good on ya. And by the way, this next song features Sway Lee of Ray Sremmurd's. Sway Lee and his brother, Jimmy, Slim Jimmy, make up Ray Sremmurd. I mentioned a little while ago that they're going to be going out on tour soon with Childish Gambino. Sway Lee, who's only 19, he was arrested last night in Miami, Florida. Pulled over, put in jail for a short amount of time till he came up with a $1,000 bail. Why was he arrested? Driving with a suspended driving license. Can't do that in Miami. Got pulled over. That's a no-no. But he's out of jail now. Everything's okay. So here's your request for French Montana, Sway Lee. This is for Kalf Samuel, and he's tuned in to 104.3 FM. This song is called Famous on Border Crossings.
Hope no one discovers you. Hope no one sees it. I hope no one falls in love with you. I got my reasons. 'Cause if they knew what I know, then I know I wouldn't stand a chance. There's no way you would go for a man like me if you had options. Even though the everyone will love you, but won't love you like
just how you are. Shining star. Hope you never get famous. Flying low with the angels. I said fake it till you make it. I guess you fake when you make it. I tell you stick to the basics. Build the empire, start it from the basement. If you tryna fix a glass that's broke, you know you might cut ya. Never wanna see it with another man. Truth might eat you if you're mumbling. When it get too cold for a blanket, need you hugging me. Cause nobody gon' love you like I do.
Even though the world was meant for you, hope you don't get famous. Cause everyone will love you, but won't love you like I do. Hope you don't get famous.
Hope you don't get famous.
Stay home with me. Stay home. Hope you don't get famous. Hope you don't get famous. Hope you don't get famous.
Hope you don't get famous. All day long I stand by you. Right or wrong I stand by you. Keep me strong, oh girl, it's true. Keep me strong, oh girl, it's true.
Even though the world.
Everyone will love you, but won't love you like I do.
Hope you don't get famous.
Hope you don't get famous.
Stay home with me. Stay home with me. I'll always love you. I'll always
hope you don't get. Hope you don't get famous. Hope you don't get famous.
Border Crossings with Larry London on VOA 1.
Under a tree, under skies, the big city highs, I felt you walk right through me. You're the thing that I invoke, my old persistent ghost, sent to make me crazy.
And oh, it's hard now, the time it works out.
Too late.
Border Crossings, you're listening to the voice of Sia and the guitar and musical production of Labyrinth, which is actually the product of Timothy Lee McKenzie, who is a British songwriter and rapper and producer discovered by Simon Cowell, signed to the Syco record label. Labyrinth came out in 2010 with his very first song called Let the Sun Shine. And since that time, he's been an in-demand musician. Meanwhile, Sia has contributed music to a new film that's out. I mentioned it earlier, Wrinkle in Time. She's got a song on the soundtrack. She's also going to be a voice character in a film this year opposite Avril Lavigne, Demi Lovato, and a number of other famous people who will be voice characters for Charming, which is an upcoming 3D film. And what the film will be about, it's for kids, but what the film's going to be about, the untold stories of Snow White, Cinderella, and Sleeping Beauty, who discover they are all engaged to the same guy. Prince Charming. That guy gets around. That Prince Charming. His real name is Vince. He's a Prince Charming. So anyway, that's, you know, interesting film, Charming. That's coming out. All right, thank you very much for the request to Tia Ehab. Tia Ehab requested Sia and Labyrinth on Border Crossings to Be Human. Thank you very much for listening to Border Crossings. We're off to a great start here on this Monday. Thank you, Elizabeth Lee, for phoning in from the South by Southwest Festival. Elizabeth will give us another call and file another report as the week goes on. Thank you, Wagner Engineer, Vince, our director, and Hugo Castro, who is our intern producer here on Border Crossings. I'm Larry London. Have a great night, and I will catch you tomorrow at 1500 Universal. Border Crossings is heard on the VOA 1 Music Network.
Join Larry on Facebook at facebook.com/VOA Larry London.